شيبا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Tonight we discuss the pure heart of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. In many ahadith, you will find that promises of Jannat, promises of high stages, promises of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not really made on ibadat. But most of the promises are made on akhlaq, good character. You find once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he said, if you want to see a person of Jannat, you want to see a person of Jannat, then there's one person there of Jannat. And there was one Sahabi who was walking past. He wasn't sitting in the gathering, he was walking past. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him a person of Jannat. So from that group, one Sahabi, he quietly went and followed this Sahabi. And he was observing him, trying to see, now what is this person doing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling him a person of Jannat. So he went up to the Sahabi and he said, look, I need permission. Give me permission, I want to stay with you. He said, what you want to stay with me for? He said, I just want to remain with you. I just want to accompany you, be in your company for a while. So he stayed with this Sahabi for a while. And he sees that he's not doing anything extraordinary. He's reading his 5 times daily namaz. He's carrying on with his normal work. Waking up for tahajjud, but not like he's spending the whole night in ibadat or something. He's waking up, he's making his dua like normal, like what everybody else does. He's trying to think now, what is it that he's doing that's so special? So after a couple of days, when he couldn't pinpoint what the thing is, so he told the Sahabi, he says, you know what, we were sitting with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So what is it that you are doing that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given this glad tiding with regards to you? So he replied, he says, look, I'm not really doing anything. I'm not really doing anything much, anything different compared to all the other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. There's nothing that I'm doing that's very different. However, one thing is I keep my heart clean. I've got no malice or ill feelings or hatred, enmity, animosity for anyone whatsoever. My heart is clean with regards to everybody. So this Sahabi said that that is the thing. That is the thing that has made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make that statement with regards to you, give that glad tiding with regards to you. So this having a pure heart, a clean heart, something of utmost importance, very, very important. To be able to forgive, forget, and just put things behind us, no matter what happened, no matter what dispute we may have had, no matter what the person may have done, but it's over. It's over, it's finished. Once the problem is finished, we must remove all the kudurat from the heart. I was reading an article once, I say one professor, he had a half a glass of water. So he asked the class, he says, how much of water is in this glass? So this is half a glass. So he asks them, he says that who has got the ability to carry this glass, to hold this glass? So They say, well, everybody got the strength to carry half a glass of water. So then he carried out an experiment. He said, hold this glass of water for me. Holding it, one of the students holding it. He says, keep on holding it. Now the longer you hold it in one position, the weightier it's becoming. The more difficult it's becoming to carry. Now after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, that same half glass water now is becoming a burden to carry. So then he explained to them. He said, they see, why are you carrying unnecessary baggage? The gist of it, he had his own flowery way of explaining the whole thing. But the gist of it was this, that why unnecessary baggage? Problems are over. The argument is finished, the problem is over. So the story is over, it's finished. Why are you carrying it? The same thing which seems small, but the longer you carry it, the weightier it becomes. The more space it occupies in your mind, the more space it occupies in your heart, and it's taking your peace away. It is taking your peace away. So don't keep these things. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to jealousy, hatred, enmity, animosity, so many different ahadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us when it comes to family ties, maintenance of family ties. When it comes to great nights, big nights, like you take the night of Shab-e-Barat, everyone is being forgiven. But those two people who had a problem, they're not talking to one another, their matter is put on hold until they sort their story out. So this holding things in the heart, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to get rid of these things. And as we mentioned, that any sifat that we have to take, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only possessed that sifat, but he possessed it to the highest possible degree. The highest possible degree that a human can attain in the department of that sifat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had it. There was no one that could excel Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any sifat whatsoever. With regards to the rest of us, you will get some person is very generous. You know, sometimes you hear employees talk, right? They would say, you know, the Rani, a very good person. You know, eat time too, he gives us, if you want off, he gives us off. Any time you go to him, sick, whatever, he helps us out. But he got a temper. He got a temper. He gets angry also, he shouts also. But you got to understand him. So he got one, on the one side, he's got the good quality of being generous towards his staff members. But on the other side, he got a short fuse also. So you get that in people. Did you get some person, he may be extremely generous. So you get this amongst people, that sometime now the person has got one very good quality, but then he's lacking in other qualities. Sometime he's got some other good quality, but he lacks in another quality. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had every quality. Every quality, and he excelled in each and every quality. Now when we come to this purity of heart, I mean, if you have to just take that one incident of Hinda, where Hinda orders that Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, his liver must be cut out of his body, his face must be mutilated, ears must be cut off, nose is cut off, whole face is mutilated, then she makes a necklace with all of that. And then she orders that the liver must be brought to her, the heart must be brought to her, all these organs, she wants to cook it, she wants to eat it. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was really, really affected when he saw the body of his uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. But that same Hinda now, years later, she accepts Islam. And she comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my husband Abu Sufyan, he is a bit tight, you know, he can't dig into his pockets and he doesn't give us enough money for the running affairs of the house and for the children, etc. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have told her? Now you're coming to me. But look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells her that don't worry, you don't have to even take his permission. How much you need, take it from his money quietly. So this was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nothing in the heart, nothing, absolutely nothing. He held no grudges. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever took revenge. He never raised his hand. He never raised his voice on a person for personal reasons. Yes, the hukam of Allah, that was a different issue. But for personal reasons, never ever did he do anything. The heart was pure. Now how did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam manage to maintain such a pure heart? Such a pure heart. There was definitely divine intervention. Definitely divine intervention. And we see the divine intervention that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Hazrat Halima Saadiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she comes and she takes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was the foster mother of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she takes him away to her house and she keeps him, the time frame that she's supposed to keep him for, the time frame expires. She goes back and she requests the mother of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that please can I take him back? He is a source of so much of barakat, so much of blessings, not only in my home but in the entire village. Can I please take him back? So the mother of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she accedes to this request and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes back with Hazrat Halima Saadiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is playing with the children of the village. And the children of the village come running. They come running home. They say, two people have come, they have taken. Now they didn't know it's Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever they had, you know, called him as, they said, they took him away. Two people came and they took him away. So Hazrat Halima Saadiyah radiallahu ta'ala comes out of the house. She is also in a state of anxiety. And when she goes around and she sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is like, his face is like, you know, you say the person is white, you know, he's drained of, you know, there's no color, you know. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking like white. And she asks him, what has happened? What happened? Who came? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, no, these two people came, they took me, they cut open my chest, they removed something, they washed it, put it back, closed my chest up.